You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Joining us today is Senator Jordan Steele, John, the Australian Greens disability rights spokesperson. Thank you so much for joining us today, Senator.
Great to be with you, Celeste.
You may know by now that the teenager from Bhutan,
yes,
and his family, yes, were just granted permanent residency, and yet,
yes,
the case of the Custodio family living in the rural Queensland town of Bell is still largely ignored. Nobody has commented on it or wanted to touch the issue. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it speaks to the kind of pact of silence that the two major parties have when it comes to opening the Pandora's box of our Migration Act. Neither side want to face the reality that there are many discriminatory elements to our Immigration Act. Disability is one of the most outrageous parts of them. And so what happens is you see each of these cases grind its way through the system, both sides hoping that they'll just kind of fall off. And then eventually, if it gets to a political juncture with the minister, they're granted residency. But nobody ever wants to truly reform the system to fix the problem permanently, because they know that once they pull that thread, they'd actually have to look at other parts of the Act too.
The last time we spoke, we discussed about the idea of rolling out inclusive learning programs in all state schools. One of the closest friends of the Custodio family shared a similar story, and they said they were forced to homeschool their son who was diagnosed with ADHD, and they eventually had to move him from the state school in Dalby to Bell, and Bell State School prides itself in an inclusive learning program. Dalby has about 12,000 in population, whereas Bell only has 500. I suppose my question is, what's the Greens Party's commitment to making sure that all rural state schools can deliver inclusive learning programs?
Absolutely. So we have announced as part of our Accessible Australia policy an initiative to provide teachers with the opportunity to train and retrain in the skills and tools necessary to deliver inclusive mainstream education. At the same time, we want to fully fund our public school system so that we don't have the kind of postcode lottery that now dominates education in Australia. But what we need to see more than anything from the federal government when it comes to inclusive education is leadership, because this is an area where we have to work with state governments and make a clear choice and say that every single student has the right under international law and national law to be educated alongside of their peers, regardless of their race, gender or disability. And once we have made the decision, we've got to make that real by resourcing it properly and working with schools and communities to make that a reality for kids on the ground. Because at the moment, we have a situation where, for instance, Queensland as a state is going in the direction of inclusive education, while other states, like my state of Western Australia, is investing in more and more segregated educational spaces. And the people that are falling through the gaps in the middle are the families and the people with disability themselves, and that's got to stop.
In the context of how the SDSS and the NDIS works, so SDSS is a specialist disability support in schools. This is obviously,
yes,
rolled out by non-school organizations. This is my understanding, that schools have the option to apply for the NSO funding. So obviously it's not mandatory for schools to have this.
They do have the option, and you're absolutely right. And in many cases, the absence of mainstream education opportunities for disabled kids isn't always connected to a lack of funding. Quite often, it has been found in Queensland that the actual cause is simply a lack of desire on behalf of the school administration to educate disabled kids alongside everyone else because of a discriminatory belief that they will hold the rest of the class back. And that's a really bad way to be thinking about disabled students. And it's something that we wouldn't accept in relation to gender and race anymore. And we need to get there on disability as well.
Way even before the start of the federal election campaign, all the major parties have expressed and announced their intention to provide more support to people with disability in Australia. With all the talks and promises, what do you think the public is not hearing? What are we missing from all these pledges?
To see in this space, and what the Greens are providing at this election, is a comprehensive plan which addresses the barriers that disabled people face in our workplaces, in our homes, in education, and everywhere in between. It's not just about the NDIS. It's not just about one thing or another. It's actually about addressing the barriers everywhere, resourcing that where necessary, providing education and information where necessary, providing cultural access where necessary. And that's what the Greens have done with our Accessible Australia policy, which we launched well outside of the election campaign, months and months and months ago, so that the public had time to understand what we were talking about. And that's what I would like to see the major parties join with the Greens in advocating. And that means massive investment in infrastructure to make place and space accessible. It means investment in public transport so that you can access your community. It means inclusive education and employment, so you can go to work and go to school regardless of your disability. What we see with the ordeal that the family is being put through is a window into how our society thinks about and treats about immigrants and disabled people. You would never have a family from a, you know, rich, politically connected background experiencing this. This family is going through this situation because both sides of politics believe that they can simply ignore these families and their children because they're not major donors and because therefore they don't pose any threat to their campaign. And what we need to see, what we urgently need to see, is the Liberal and Labor parties join with the Greens in committing to using ministerial discretion to expedite all of these cases and to urgently move in the new Parliament to reform the Migration Act so that this never happens to people again. It's now urgently needed that David Littleproud, the local member of the electorate in which this family live, and for the Labor Party via its immigration Shadow Minister Sean Newman, they must now come out and say, we've got this one wrong. In the new Parliament, we must fix these issues.
Senator Jordan Steele, John of the Greens Party, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.